Aditi Kinkabwala in the previous segment there, CBS Sports sideline reporter going on. Of course, she's done some work here for the Browns in town. She's got a great one-on-one feature with Joe Flacco on CBS Sports YouTube. Definitely worth your time. I was kind of relieved to hear her say there was such a push today and just this weekend of course it's Joe Flacco's job. Yeah. And I kind of felt like if those people had jumped the shark. So to hear Aditi say it's early, I think that's exactly where we should be in the quarterback kerfuffle.
100%. Like I think about what matters the most in a training camp and getting everything underway. And it's like, well, what do you care about? You care about the joint practices. You care about the preseason games. Those things haven't happened yet.
Yeah.
And so if Kenny Pickett has a real chance to go ahead and get this job, he's going to do so starting on Wednesday. He's going to do so on Friday night. Like I just think a lot of people, they wrote him off too soon, and I can't write off the desire that it appears like Kevin Stefanski has to make Kenny Pickett work.
So it's funny. I was talking, we had a great selection of media here today, so I had like 20 different conversations just walking around.
Just going back and forth to different people?
It honestly is like my favorite part of training camp is like I actually did get to see Aditi today. I haven't seen her in I think 2 years because our times just didn't match up.
Nice.
I saw Jason Lloyd. I saw the Cleveland.com, the entire crew. And I saw so many people, but I overheard in one of the conversations, I was talking to somebody on Team X, and they think this person's going to start. And it's interesting because I was talking to somebody on a different team, but so I had heard the team. I don't want to give it away because it's not my story to report.
That's okay.
But I was talking to somebody on a different organization, and they're like, so Dylan's going to start, right?
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
It's just not the read I have at all on this situation.
Like
if you told me today, bet on anyone not named Joe Flacco, isn't the obvious bet Kenny Pickett?
I don't think
Kenny Pickett's going to be good. I need to make that abundantly clear. But based off of everything we know about this Browns team, how do you win the job if you're Dylan Gabriel while looking like absolute doo-doo the way that he has for the past week? How do you win that job?
Because they really like him.
I think they really like Kenny Pickett, too, though. And I think there's enough time for Kenny Pickett to come in there between the joint practices, between the preseason games, to showcase why, if they wanted to not go with Joe Flacco, why he'd be the choice.
I think every test that they're giving them, which goes back to what Dylan actually said about how, you know, they're trying to overload you. I don't know that they see his struggles on the field as necessarily a negative thing.
But they need to start doing that.
I think they look at this as like, all right, this is the threshold, and let's see where you are in a week. And I honestly can see that point of view. I disagree with it. I don't think Dylan's a starter, and I think if you start him week one. I'm the least inspired of all the choices, but I think they really like him.
Okay,
and I think they're giving him every chance to steal this
job.
You
said stress test a couple times, and so when I think of stress test, I think of John Taffer and Bar Rescue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's where the stress test...
Shut it down!
He doesn't do the down like you do.
Yeah, but he should.
He screamed
it in people's faces before.
Yes, but you do the least forceful shut it down I've ever heard.
Well, because I'm on radio. I don't want...
Oh, okay.
Gets
angry.
Teach me. I'm not an angry person. Well,
I've heard you get angry.
Yeah, but I can't be mad in the idea of paying homage to John Taffer, whom I admire his hustle.
So the point is that
I just want to rage.
Why do they do the? What happens with the stress test that John Taffer does? Right, yeah. They're meant for them to fail. Is the point? But
and
the other
almost fires the really cute bartender who knows she should be doing better.
It never works out. It always is like. But he does that to embarrass everybody, and he does that to then in turn fix them and get them right. The problem I have with the Dylan Gabriel stress test is that if it's meant to embarrass them and then be able to build them back up and get them where he needs to be. Okay, Stefanski, do we have trust that you can build Dylan Gabriel into being where that top restaurant needs to be?
Because
Taffer's got a track record of doing that with every restaurant he steps into. I don't have a track record of Kevin Stefanski making guys like Dylan Gabriel awesome.
I think their rebuttal is going to be, you guys didn't see everything that we saw. You've seen the tip of the iceberg with, you know, X amount of practices. I've been charting him this whole time, and we believe that he's ready to win the job. And I still will say, I don't think he should start week one, but I continue to have to come back to the idea of, like, I think I have to prepare you and everybody in Cleveland that might not like Dylan Gabriel There's a decent chance he starts week one.
All right, but stay in with the John Taffer restaurant analogy for a second.
Shut it down.
It's like we all just ate at that restaurant that failed the stress test. We all just ate there. It was miserable. There's a reason why Taffer's there. It stinks. And then you're telling us that that's where we need to have the next meal at as well. And it's like, I don't want to eat there. I already ate there. It's not good.
But this is like when your wife likes a restaurant and you don't. I think.
No, the point of the stress test is everyone leaves very dissatisfied. Everyone leaves angry. Everyone's upset that that was their choice. No one's like, hey, this might work out.
This might work out. As Joe Flacco already won the job, don't sleep on Dylan Gabriel even after the bad week. Actually, more reaction on that. And a big debut for Cleveland in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.